On up the chain of command it went to Meade's headquarters. Well, Meade's staff officers and engineers thought it was a silly idea, probably in part because it wasn't their idea and because they also didn't have the experience these Pennsylvanians did. They described it as claptrap and nonsense, a waste of everyone's time even to think about it. Got to Grant. Grant also had his doubts about it. Didn't seem to be feasible. The shaft, after all, as Meade's engineers pointed out, would have to be between 500 and 600 feet long. And the key obstacle would be finding a way to ventilate a shaft this long without having the Confederates see what you were doing. Grant agreed that it probably wouldn't work, but he gave his consent to let the Pennsylvanians try. The miners began work on June 25th, and within about 4 weeks, they had dug a shaft 575 feet long, all the way under the intervening ground between the two sets of lines and to a point where they were pretty much directly beneath the Confederate position. The key was the ventilation system, which was devised by Pleasants, which enabled the miners to pull the stale air out of this long shaft and replace it with fresh air. It was an amazing engineering feat, very impressive, and the Confederates did not know what was going on because of the appearance of any kind of ventilating device. That isn't what gave the Federals away. The Confederates did, however, hear digging. They knew something was up, and in fact, they began a number of countershafts of their own, hoping to intersect the one that the Federals were digging. They never did, but there are still remnants, in fact, if you go to Petersburg, of some of these countershafts that the Confederates began to dig. The last digging took place, last Federal digging, on July 23rd. 4 more days passed by as the Federals carried 320 kegs of powder all the way down to the end of that long shaft and then spread them out in a T shaft that had been dug across the end of the long shaft, about 75 feet wide. So you had the long shaft, 575 feet long, and then a 75-foot T shaft at the end of it. That's where they placed the 320 kegs of powder. 8,000 pounds of powder, 4 tons. They'd wanted a lot more than that, and initially had been promised more than that, but in the end, the amount was cut back to 8,000 pounds. Once the powder was set, they hooked a fuse, ran the fuse back, and then sealed the last several dozen feet of the shaft so that the force of the explosion would go up rather than coming back out the shaft, out the gallery. The shaft was about 20 feet deep. It was an amazing engineering piece of work for these Union soldiers. Now, the original time set for detonation was 3:30 a.m. on July 30th. But the explosion didn't come until 4:45 a.m. on the 30th, because when they lit the fuse and waited, nothing happened. And they waited and waited and nothing happened, so they called for a couple of volunteers who must have been very stout Union patriots indeed, because these two guys crawled all the way into this shaft, not certain what was going on in there, found out that one of the splices had failed, re-spliced it, lit the fuse again, came out, and at 4:45 a.m., the explosion came. It was an amazing event. It seemed to occur in slow motion, according to many of the people who watched it. No one has described it better than the historian Bruce Catton, who is a brilliant narrative historian. This is how Catton described it. He said, first a long, deep rumble like summer thunder, then a swaying and swelling of the ground up ahead with the solid earth rising to form a rounded hill. Then the rounded hill broke apart and a prodigious spout of flame and black smoke went upward toward the sky, and the air was full of enormous clods of earth as big as houses, of brass cannon and detached artillery wheels, of wrecked caissons and fluttering tents and weirdly tumbling human bodies. A Confederate witness marveled that, quote, a fort and several hundred yards of earthwork with men and cannon was literally hurled 100 feet in the air. The result was a crater 170 feet long, 60 to 80 feet wide, and 30 feet deep. About 300 Confederates from South Carolina units were killed instantly when the explosion occurred. And for 200 yards in either direction,